Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, all of us who wonder what eternal life in heaven will be like should turn again to this text and see what it says. For here we are given a tiny glimpse into life after resurrection. We are told that eternal life arranges matters differently as our present life here on earth. The order of marriage demonstrates this difference between life here and life over there. A woman's husband dies, so she marries the brother of her deceased husband, and after he dies, she marries his brother. She does this 7 times until the brothers all have died and no one is left except she. After her death, whose husband will she be? Maybe the first, or the second, or maybe the third. But Jesus says this: the people of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those in the resurrection of the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage, and they can no longer die, for they are like angels, they are like God's children. In other words, marriage in heaven no longer exists. Coming to think of it, this is sad news. What about all the widowers and widows in this world, of whom you and I might be one of them someday, who hope to meet up with their deceased husband or wife again in heaven, particularly if they had a blissful marriage and enjoyed it a great deal? Who would not want to take a stroll hand in hand with his wife or husband through the heavenly gardens that surely must look like our seminary campus on this beautiful day, and share with him or with her the beauty and splendor up there? Who would not want to resume and continue in eternal life this special bond with wife or husband and with the children again? No, says the Lord, that's not how it will be in heaven. A life with him after death changes matters. On earth, we look for a partner to marry, we set up a family, and so it goes on from one generation to the next till the end of the world. God gave us good orders of marriage for practical reasons, so that we procreate, find a partner, and bring life into this world. Even this law of a widow marrying the brother of a deceased husband is really a very good arrangement, because it ensures that the family of her husband will be continued. Today, this good order of marriage and the roles of husband and wife are exchanged for other goals of happiness in this world. Everyone is alarmed, really, at the declining birth rate in Western countries and fear that some nations are actually gonna die out. And that's partly because marriage has become just one option amongst many others to find happiness in this world. But we are not here to defend marriage. We are here to defend resurrection, the Lord's and ours. We are to point out to others who deny resurrection and those who doubt it, that without it, Christianity has no goal and purpose in this life. In fact, it should cease to exist. Without resurrection, Christianity will become just one of those many religions in this world who teach morality and give us advice on how to make our life on earth here a success. Our Lord Jesus Christ here shows us how we should go about defending the resurrection. The Sadducees, very important leaders in the Sanhedrin, taunt our Lord with this example of a widow marrying 7 brothers and hope that the Lord will not be able to answer this question about whose wife she will be in heaven. Thereby, he would prove the point that the Sadducees are trying to make, that resurrected life does not exist and the idea of heaven is absurd. But our Lord does not fall into this trap. Marriage is for life on earth, he says, and in heaven people do not marry. And above all, even the Old Testament already speaks about resurrection as well, because God is a living God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. The Lord points to Scripture and takes it for what it says. Scripture, in other words, speaks of our resurrection, but it takes great courage to say what it says in a world that rejects it. I'm thinking here of Stephen, who, as he was stoned, looked up to the heavens and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and he shouted, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." I'm thinking here of the Apostle Paul, who preached in Athens about the unknown God who raised Christ from the dead, and many sneered at him and rejected the message of Christ's resurrection. The Sadducees testing Jesus here are one of the numerous death ends it all schools that have cropped up here and there throughout the centuries. In the 20th century, there are modern Sadducees who taught rationalism and a critical method how to go about to actually denounce Christ's resurrection, namely as a myth that was incompatible with modern man's reason. Today, we contend with preachers who preach only half the gospel and turn it into a tool to discover one's own inner goodness and maybe to use it as something to find a long and improved life. In denying the fact of resurrection, however, Christ would remain dead and so would we. But now that he has risen, we can preach victory over death, sin, and the devil. Now heaven is ours, and soon we will become like angels, like the children of God. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.